Dr. Amaret Barber is a tumor immunologist.
Chemotherapy and radiation and surgery do attack the cancer cells. What happens is they also tend to damage other healthy tissue.
She is focusing on the immune system to fight cancer at the cellular level.
The immune system is great at fighting off bacteria and viruses, but not as great at fighting off cancer cells.
Dr. Barber studied the proteins on the surface of an immune cell called receptors.
Through genetic engineering, basically, we made a new receptor, and when we express it in immune cells, now they can recognize and kill cancer cells.
The receptor is performing at a very high level.
Our new immune cell can now target and kill over 80% of different types of tumors, including melanoma, ovarian cancer, myeloma, breast cancer, colon cancer.
Pleased with the success, Barber says, it's just the beginning of an exciting journey. Now she wants to understand why it works so well.
There's other similar therapies that do target cancer cells in other ways, but they're not quite as successful as ours. So what I'm looking at is basically what happens once the immune cell gets the signal from the outside, what happens inside the cell, what changes basically, and how it's unique to our receptor. So I'm studying cell signaling and control of gene expression and that type of thing.
Undergraduates will be involved in the thick of this research.
For the spring, I have 6 people signed up to work in my lab. Some of them will be studying how this one receptor works and why it's unique, and we want to make other new receptors. So this receptor targets 80% of cancer cells. What I want to design is a receptor that maybe will target the other 20.
New to Longwood, Barber did her graduate and postgraduate work at Dartmouth and began her research there. She teaches genetics, and in the spring will offer a class in immunology. She'd like to add another in cancer biology soon.
Cancer biology is a really neat topic because basically it takes everything you know about how a cell should function and it goes awry in cancer cells. And so it's kind of a neat class for students to study. Basically, we can study the way a cell should work through what goes wrong in cancer cells.
Who are the students signing up for her class?
Taking classes like this to get them excited or see if they're interested in this type of thing would be perfect for someone who's considering a pre-med type of track or even nursing or pharmacy or anything like that. But I've had a lot of interest from the students. I actually had to turn a few students down, which is really unfortunate, but 6 seems to be my max that I can handle. But they're all juniors, so they're all signing on for their senior year, which will be great, so they can get a real significant research experience.
Longwood opened its popular nursing school in 2009, offering a bachelor's degree. Dr. Barber also graduated from the University of Richmond in 2003 with a degree in biology. She is from Glens Falls, New York. John Ogle, WCVE News.